Coming out at halftime, just in talking with him a little bit, I felt like the trainers and the doctors needed to check him out. So I don't have an update right now, but, you know, obviously it was a concussion-related deal and felt like it was in the best interest to keep him out of the second half.
Talk about overall just getting
in. Yeah. Whatever it took today, John, you know, whatever it took. We had to get the win. It wasn't pretty, but who cares? You know, it's a win. And these guys fought hard. They practiced hard this week. We got a good locker room. We got a good bunch of guys, they knew that they had to win this game, you know, and so it was good to get the win.
What about the defense, specifically Marshall's and Watts?
Yeah, those guys did a great job. I think they really executed the plan well. I thought we had a good plan going into the game, and we did some different things, and it worked out pretty well, and defense played a whale of a game. Oh, with this game, we felt like that was the best combination of safeties that we brought to the game today. That's what we were doing.
Coach, can you talk about the growth of Kevin Johnson first half of the season?
Yeah, he's a guy that's come into this league, a very mature guy, very smart guy, and he played well today. You know, he made some big plays for us. He's a physical player. I know he doesn't always look that way, you know, physically. He's a young kid, but he's going to get better. He's going to get bigger, stronger, and he's a very smart player. And we're happy he's on our team, that's for sure. He's had a good first half of the year.
Could you talk about Warrior and first time he's never had somebody look over his shoulder?
Yeah, no, I think Brian, we asked Brian to come into this game and manage the game. Look, as an offense, there's a lot of things we need to do better, but I thought that he, for the most part, did a good job. I think he took care of the ball. He got us into the right play. His leadership on the sideline was good. His leadership in the huddle was good. So, you know, I think he played a solid football game.
Do you think what it means to him to not have to look over his shoulder?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him, John. You know, really, he's our quarterback, and those things are in the past, and he's come out here the last couple weeks. Last week was tough, but he came back here and practiced well and had a decent game today.
Can you see any difference in
him?
No. How tough is it to not be able to run the ball and get still
going? Well, you know, I just think it's what the game, how the game plays out. You've got to adjust to the game, running the ball wasn't easy today. Obviously, it wasn't very good, but we won the game. You know, we came up with enough points. Our defense played well, and we were able to win the game. So we did what we had to do to win the game.
Yeah, part of also, too, the DeAndre Hopkins, they were doing some things to try to keep him away. And Brian never forced it, but you went to him in the lead to get a drive.
Yeah, we did. We started that one drive. We had a couple play action passes in a row, and that was good. You know, he got his catches there, and he made a big catch there at the end on third down that really helped keep a drive alive. So he got his catches. Nate came up with a big touchdown catch there. That was big. And so when they're doing things to take DeAndre away, the other guys have to make plays. We got to get better at that. But I think that Hopkins, you know, obviously has had a great first half of the year, and we need to keep figuring out ways to move him around, put him in different places, use him in different ways. And that'll be a big part of the second half for us, second half of the season. Well, that's for you guys that's up to you guys. I don't get into all that. I know that anytime you win in the National Football League, it's not easy. And so I think that these guys are a resilient bunch of guys in that locker room. And we ended the first half of the season on a winning note. Now we have a bye. It gives us a chance to get healthy, get some guys back after the bye, get a little work done this week, give them some days off here and regroup and start up again next two Mondays from now. So you guys can dissect the game however you're going to do it. I'm just telling you that I think that's a great win for our team, and our team is very happy about it.
Bill, Jadeveon obviously tries to get back twice. When you look at the overall investment in this number one overall pick, how much do you worry about his long-term ability to stay healthy?
Can you ask that again? Because I missed the first part of that.
Given that Jadeveon's the number one overall pick, the investment in him as a franchise, do you
right.
worry about
No, look, I think that JD has been here for about a year and a half, and he's had some unlucky injuries. You know, there's no question about that. But I don't think you can determine a career on a year and a half. I think that this guy's got a lot of football left in him. I think when he has played, I think he's played very well. I think even today, he was disruptive today before he was injured. You know, injuries happen. Hopefully there are things that have that'll happen in, you know, in clusters in the beginning of his career, and he'll be able to recover from them and be a great player here for us in Houston. But I don't think you can determine that on a short body of work like, you know, a year and a half. Yeah, you know, I think the big key there was they have a great punt returner in McCluster, and so we had to, you know, do a good job of containing him. He got the one punt return where, you know, we were backed up and we, you know, we were in tough position there, and they did a good job of, you know, calling a sideline return, and they returned one well on us there. But overall, I thought our punt team did a good job of containing him, and I think overall that was good. You know, some of the kicking team, you know, the coverage teams and the return teams, we really have to look at those during the bye week and try to figure out ways to improve them. But I think our special teams has gotten better overall.
Is it too soon after the game to think about what's your, do you have a priority list for the bye week?
Sure, definitely. I think number one is we got to get some guys healthy. You know, we got a lot of guys that are banged up, and so hopefully we can get some guys healthy. Offensively, we have to run the football. And we've got to figure out what we're doing. We've got to figure out how we can run it. Maybe it's scheme. Maybe it's different schemes, you know, as far as what we're running. Maybe it's, you know, getting the players to perform better, you know, when we're running the ball. But we got to run the ball better. And I think defensively you saw, for the most part, what we're looking to do. You know, we're looking to be creative on third down. We're looking to stop the run, put people in long yardage, and get after the quarterback. And I thought you saw that today. I thought our defense played very well today. And so we have to continue that and then continue the special teams improvement. I think our return game can get better. So I think Mumphrey's getting better at returning the ball. And so hopefully we can build on that and get that part of it better.
Trade deadline's coming up. Any chance you get a back that
way? Say that again. I don't know. That's not anything that we've talked about right now. But, you know, that's something that we'll discuss internally and see what's going on.
Also, Bill, this time last year, Mike has 1.5 more sacks now than he had this time last year. And he was hurt all last week. Could you talk about the way he played today and what he just kind of came
about? Yeah, no, I think I think he had 2.5 sacks, but he was around the quarterback a lot. And so was Whitney. So were all of them. You know, they really did a good job. And I think you have to give two groups of people credit there. Obviously, number one, the players. I think the players did a really good job. And then I think you have to give our defensive staff, Romeo, you know, led by Romeo, a good part of that credit too, because they came up with a good game plan for what Tennessee was doing, and we were able to execute it. But the players get all the credit. I thought that those guys did a good job today. Yeah, I've seen Whitney. You know, Whitney works hard. He works hard at what we ask him to work hard at. He's improved his pass rushing ability. He's improved his knowledge of our scheme. I thought he did a good job today of getting on the edge of guys and not rushing down the middle of guys. I thought he did a real good job of getting on the edge, and he got off on the ball. You know, sometimes he can be a little bit late getting off on the snap, and I thought he got off on the ball today, and that was good. So I thought he had a whale of a game from what I saw from the sideline. Yeah, I think so, Jerome. I think that the defense, like I said earlier, I think that's the way they need to play. The way they played today is really, that's a blueprint. We've got to play better offensively. You know, we really do. We can't, you know, come out of that. Ball's at the 10-yard line there after a turnover, and we kick a field goal. I mean, we have to do better than that, you know, and we have to improve. And that's on all of us. You know, that's on the coaches, me first, and then, we got to get the players playing better. But I think defensively, you know, I believe that's the way we want to play, and we got to continue that.
Defensively, it seemed right from the gate that there was a lot more energy. Like, when they were making plays, they were getting done afterwards, and, you know, just seemed, like, really excited to be making these plays. Was that a sticking point? Was that a talking point this week?
You know, I've been asked that a lot this week, and, you know, what I see is even in last week's game, granted, it was terrible. Like, don't get me wrong, but you know, in the beginning of the game, we come out and we're charged up, we're ready to go. We stopped them at the beginning of the game and things went well. But, you know, for whatever reason, they made a few plays. We couldn't stem the tide. Today, we came out, we were energetic, we were enthusiastic. I have never, ever, I watch as much film as anybody on our football team. I've never seen a lack of effort from our defense, from our offense, from our special teams. I've never stood in front of this football team and talked about a lack of effort. And so I think today you saw guys really play hard today and play enthusiastically, and the game was going well. The game was going well, and we started out pretty decently, and we have to continue to do that. But even if the game's not going well in the beginning of the game, we have to understand that it's a long game and play the whole game, and I think our guys understand that they're gonna continue to do that. Well, look, we felt like he had to throw the ball well underneath. And I thought for the most part he did that. He had a couple balls batted, but overall I thought he completed some important passes for us. And we were able to move the chains at times. Not enough. We have to get better there. And then when we took a shot, he threw a beautiful pass to Nate. And that's what he does well. You know, he can throw the deep ball very, very well. He puts a lot of air underneath it, and he allows the receiver to go make a play on it. And I think he did that well. I think he threw some nice play action plays to DeAndre. And, you know, that's what he has to continue to do. Just we all have to be more consistent on offense. Good.